Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We are grateful. We are grateful for all that the Lord has done for us, all that the Lord is doing for us, and all that the Lord will do for us in the mighty name of Jesus. We are blessed and highly favored. And we not see that because that we are here. We see that because our God is here. He is with us. We are just going to play a few worship songs, and then we're going to come right on in, and we're going to talk about true worship. Hallelujah, because we believe that what the Lord wants us to talk, what he wants us to talk about. You know, some people are so caught up in this worshiper and that worshiper, but they're not caught up in where the worship is coming from. Where is the worship coming from? Hallelujah, glory to God. Father, we just thank you and praise you, O God. Thank you for your omnipotent presence. Thank you for your love, your mercy. Oh God, we thank you for your kindness. Thank you for drawing us closer to you by your Spirit, oh God. We pray today for your sanctification of the church. We pray, God, that you continue to touch us as your body. Lord Jesus, continue to look beyond our faults and see our needs, God. We are a church that is in great need, oh God, of your love, your compassion, your mercy, your guidance. We ask, Father, that you touch every leader, every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist, every pastor, every teacher, every deacon, God. We pray, Father, that you touch the ushers, oh God, that they would have peace in their hearts to greet the people as they come to the doors of the house of the Lord. We pray, Father God, that you join husband together with his wife as never before, God, that you do a cleansing in the house and remove all of this homosexual leaders, oh God, that believe that they can live in sin and still go to heaven with you. We pray, Father God, for forgiveness right now. We pray for mercy, and we pray for grace. Father, I pray that you touch Hattie Blackman, prophetess Hattie Blackman. Lord, a woman that, oh God, that loves to pray for your people. Even when no one is praying for them, she is interceding for them. We ask, Father God, that you touch her heart, that you touch her lungs, that you touch her kidneys. Lord, every part of her body that needs a healing, God, we know that you are the healer. It doesn't matter what the doctors say or what this body or that body say. We know that you are the only healer. So we ask today, the Lord Jesus, that you intervene in her situation, Lord. Lord, you know what she needs. You know what she's praying about, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you remove fear and doubt, because you have not given her the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. We ask, Lord, that she experience the power of the stripes that you receive under the cross. For the word of God says, by your stripes, she will heal. We ask, oh God, as we send forth your word, even right now, God, that the word heal, oh God. For your word says, you sent your word and healed her disease and freed her from her distresses. In the name of Jesus, Lord, as we worship you and praise you, God, we know that only you are deserved worship and praise. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen.
I like So we lift you high, Yahweh, and we lift you high, Yahweh, and we lift you high, Yahweh, and we lift you. You alone deserve my worship. You alone deserve my praise. You alone Jesus.
Yahweh,
You got to get to that place when you walk, where you lift him high. You lift him high. You praise him in spite of what you're going through. Hallelujah, glory to God. As I told the people yesterday, I had a quadruple heart surgery. And then I had another surgery for the coronary artery next to my neck. I had two major surgeries in one day. But I trusted God through all that was taking place because I know I could not make it out on my own. Doesn't matter what I say, what I feel, what I hear. I couldn't make it out on my own. But I'm here today. Got out of the hospital early. And I'm getting back down to my size and maybe get even a little smaller because I went up to 270-something pounds and all the fear fluids that they put in me. Father, we thank you and we praise you, O God, for this day. We ask, O God, that you allow us to release this word, and we're going to do a couple parts of this word as you give us utterance, but allow us to release this word today in the atmosphere of and in the hearts and minds of your people. Father, we ask that you start with me first, that I might hear clearly, to release clearly. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, for you are my Lord, you are my God, you are my Redeemer. Lord, I thank you this morning for what you have done, what you're doing, and what you will do. Touch hearts and minds all over the world, God. We are living in perilous times now where men are killing each other without any remorse. Sons and daughters are killing fathers and mothers. Mothers and fathers are killing sons and daughters. We ask today, God, that you touch the hearts of your people. Father, we know that if you don't touch them, change is not going to take place. Now we ask, Father God, that you bless the four corners of the earth, the north, the south, the east, and the west. And bless the word as it's going forth, O God, that it might do what you said it to do. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Just pray my strength in the Lord, because I've been in the pit of hell. And the Lord brought me back. Pray my strength. I'm a little short of breath from all the fluids that are still in my body. And we have to take special medication every day, morning, afternoon, and night, in order to get these fluids out. And what happens is when the fluids are around your lungs, you can't breathe as well as you want to, so you're short of breath. Ah, you hear what I'm saying today? Let us go into the book of Isaiah, chapter 1. And we are talking about true worshipers. True worshipers. And I've ministered this word 4 or 5 years ago. I know because the notebook that I'm looking at is very, very old. And I just have a lot of scriptures, 30 or 40 scriptures. But as I was looking, I said, Lord, I was tired last night, you know, because with the heart surgery, your body's working all the time, trying to get back to where it used to be. So I'm tired. And I said, Lord, just give me something that I don't have to really, you know, search real hard. So he took me back to this. The subject was a call for true worship. And he says to me, title the message today, The True Worshippers. So I asked him what it was all about. Why the true worshippers? And the Lord said to me, because all the worshippers are not true. Even though they have melodious voices, they sound really, really well. You hear them, and then you hear them playing and singing, and you start weeping because it sounds so good. But God said he's not receiving it because it's not true worship. They're playing, they're singing, they're dancing because they're making a check. Do you hear me today? They're making a check from what they're doing. They can't wait to finish the worship to get paid. But true worship comes from the center of the heart. See, I'm singing unto the Lord. I'm doing this unto the Lord. I'm not here this morning bringing forth a word on Blog Talk Radio because somebody going to send me a check. Apostle Stuart told me day four yesterday, he says, Apostle, you need to rest. But I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't consult the Lord. So I told the Lord, I said, I want to get home. I want to get up to the hospital because I wasn't doing nothing in the hospital. I was just being healed, you know. And I felt like my body and my mouth and my spirit, man, had to get back to the place that God called me to. Teaching and preaching and sending the word all over the world. People were calling me. Some knew I was in the hospital and some didn't know I was here in the hospital. And some was calling me and sending me messages that how they missed the word, even right here in America, how they missed hearing the word and getting the praise in the morning, or sent the message sent to their page. So I said, I got to get back out, you know, and Apostle knew I was short of breath on Monday, but I didn't matter. I still wanted to put a word on here. So here in the book of Isaiah, let's go and look at true worship, okay? And he talks about it. But we're going to go all the way down to verses 10. We're going to start at verses 10. And listen to what the Lord says to the prophet. He said, hear, O Israel. God gives this word to the prophet to say to his people. He said, hear, O Jerusalem, the word of the Lord, you rulers of and judges of another Sodom, give ear to the law and the teaching of our God. You people of another Gomorrah. No. You know what went on in Sodom and Gomorrah. But he is saying that they are another Gomorrah. They are another Sodom. They're not the same Sodom. They're not another Gomorrah, but they're doing the same thing as the previous Gomorrah. Do you understand what he's saying? They're doing the same thing, men with men and women with women. You understand? So God is seeing all of this. God is not somewhere sleeping while we are sinning. God is not somewhere sleeping while we are acting the fool. I see Brother Mark is on the line with us this morning. He says, to what purpose, verse 11 says, to what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me? Unless they are the offering of the heart. Now, in other words, God is saying to the prophet, to what purpose is your worship? Your sacrifice is your worship. What purpose is it to me that you coming and bringing a worship? You come and bring me sacrifices when it's not coming from your heart. You're singing melodious songs. Oh, then you said the anointing is here. God is here. But truthfully, he's not here. God said, what purpose is it? You are giving me offerings. You are giving me sacrifices. You are giving me worship. But it's not from the heart. And we're talking about the true worshipers today. And God speaks to Isaiah. So you may see this word as sacrifices. But what he said to Isaiah, to what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me? This is God speaking. And Isaiah speaking to Jerusalem, the people of God. Unless they are the offerings of the heart. In other words, if your worship if your worship isn't coming from your heart, if your worship isn't coming from your heart, God's not receiving it. It doesn't matter how sweet your voice is. It doesn't matter how you can put all this stuff together. Understand? He's not receiving it. And he tells us here, I got a drink. He tells us here in the Word, glory to God. Let me just take these two pin pills here for a second. Because you know the enemy, every time I start to study, attacking my body. That's why I need you all to pray. I had a pastor call me this, send me a message this morning. And pastor said that her heart was enlarged. And she'd been praying for me. She and her husband and children been praying for me before I went in the hospital and while I was in the hospital. And I had to let her know that God is able. God is able. Because your heart is enlarged, it don't mean that God can put it back to the right size. He's able, you know. All you have to do is trust and believe, you know. So here he speaks to the prophet. See, all worship, our praise must come from the center of our heart. A lot of people are preaching because they're getting paid to preach. You understand? They're getting paid to preach. That's why they're preaching. Some of them are preaching because it gives them another opportunity. If I preach down here at the Baptist church or the Pentecostal church or the Apostolic church, I might get a chance to preach at that bigger church over there that got 35,000 members. Because somebody going to say, well, you know, brother so-and-so was down at so-and-so church. Man, you should have heard him. And then the preacher want to invite you up there. They're not preaching because they want to win souls for the kingdom. They're not preaching because they want people to be convicted in their spirit, man, to live holy. But God says this. We're going to do a three-part of this or four-part because I know the Holy Spirit is moving. And he says, let's go back, verse 11. I'm coming up with the Amplified Bible. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me? Sacrifices here mean worship. Unless they are the offering or worship of the heart, says the Lord. I have had enough of your burnt offering. I've had enough of your worship. Of rams and the fat of fed beasts. Without obedience. See, we want to give something to God without obeying God. It looks good to us. It feels good to us. Yes, let's give it to God. I'm going to sing songs tonight because these songs are going to move the people. They sound good, but does God require those songs? Does those songs cause heaven to move? It may move earth, but it's not moving heaven. This is what God says. Listen, Holy Spirit is healing my body even right now. Glory to God. He says, and I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or of goats without righteousness. Oh, Lord Jesus. Do you hear what God says? He do not delight all of this stuff. Without righteousness. He said, I don't delight all that stuff without righteousness. This is what God wants. Some fruit. excuse me. We want to give God what feels good to us, what looks good to us. But is it good for God? Is it good for God? Do we ask God? Do we ask God? Hallelujah. Here in this book of Isaiah, I think this word blessed me. And I've done this several years ago. But last night the Lord told me to go back and take a look at it. It blessed me. He says, when you come to appear before me, who requires of you, who asks you what your holy feet trample my course? Listen to what he said. Let's read it again. When you come to appear before me, who requests, who invites you that your unholy feet trample my course? We're just walking in because we are bishop this body. We're apostle this body. We're evangelist this body. We're prophetess this body. We're deacon this body. We've been dibbing and dabbing in all type of scene behind closed doors. But then we come into God's presence like we all died in a bag of chips and a Pepsi Cola. Told you when I was going through this serious surgery, I had no fear. Not that I was perfect, but because that he was, and I knew that he loved me enough that he was not going to let me cross over, because he still had plans for me in this earth realm. I knew this. And some folk look at me when I was talking that in the hospital, that I was boastful. I said, I wasn't boasting on me, because I have nothing to boast for. Not my Cadillac Escalade, not my home. Nothing, I have nothing to boast on. If I boast, I boast on Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I got a 12-inch stitch that I cut down my chest with strips of band-aids or whatever they call them on there. And if they don't pull them off, they're going to drop off. As you heal, they're going to drop off on their own. The ones that was on my neck drop off for it. I trust no man. I don't care who you are, I trust no man. Trust Jesus. The very one that you put your trust in is the very one who will stab you in your back. But Jesus says, I never leave you or forsake you. Listen to what he said in this word. Because we want to say we are good worshipers. We say we are awesome worshipers. Isn't that what we testify? I sing this song. And it's a song. Sing this song, girl. Boy, you singing good. But according to Isaiah chapter 1, my question is God receiving the worship? Is God receiving the worship that's coming out of our mouths? This is what he said here. If somebody out there, you're in Germany, you're in France, you're in Italy, I don't care. You're Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, Iran, Syria, Egypt, Jerusalem. I don't care where you are. If you want to get mad at me, don't get mad. Go back and look at the word for yourself. Go back and dissect the word for yourself by the Spirit of God and see what God is saying to the prophet. Listen to what he says. I didn't plan to go this far, but let's go down here. Verses 13 of Isaiah chapter 1 in the Amplified Bible. He said, bring no more offerings of vanity, emptiness, falsity, vainglory, and futility, your hollow offerings of incense is an abomination to me. Do you hear what God just said? My God, my God, my God. God saw that stuff as filthy. This is why you see people are worshiping. Excuse me. The music sounds good. Oh, the keyboard player is playing. He got a keyboard player here in my city. He's from, I think he's from the Bahamas. But I tell you something, that man, when he hit them keys, man, he makes it, they literally are talking. Tell you no lie. He makes the keyboard talk. But is God receiving the worship? He said, don't bring that stuff before me anymore. This is what God says. He says, listen what he said. Glory to God. The new moon and Sabbath, the calling of assemblies, I cannot endure. God said, I cannot stand you bringing all this. We have convocation and all of the stuff. We're bringing the people together. People are dressed up. They dressed up to kill. They got the best three-piece suit, best double-breasted, best sharp skin suit. They got the best wig, the best fingernails, best toenails, all best eyelashes, best stuff on their face, paint up. Coming before God, trying to impress who? Not God. They're trying to impress each other. Because God is not moved by my suit. He is not moved by my shyskin suit. He is not moved by my crocodile or alligator shoes. God is moved by my heart. Our hearts. That way he said, don't bring that stuff, that vainglory. He says, I cannot endure. It is iniquity and profanation, even the solemn meeting, even the convocation. This is what God is saying, people. David Cannon is not making this thing up. Hallelujah. He says, your new moon festivals and your hypocritical appointed feasts, my soul hates. They are an oppressive burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. Can you imagine that some things that we take to God, we bring before God, that God becomes weary, and we think that we are doing so much, and it feels so good, and we act impressive like we have done something for God. God says he's weary. Hallelujah. Listen. Verse 15 says, and when you spread forth your hands in prayer, imploring help, I will hide my eyes from you, even though you make many prayers. I will not hear you. Your hands are full of blood. You got some people can pray. Well, you got the red out long prayers. They got 5, 6, 7 prayers like they're writing a sermon. And they pray. They don't pray from their heart. They write that stuff on paper. And they pray that stuff. Like they're impressing God. And then the congregation, I like Sister So-and-so. I like Dr. So-and-so. You know them people. And they make money going from place to place. That is their ministry, to pray. But God said, I'm telling you what he said. Don't, I'm not telling what David Candace says. What God says. I can say God says because it's in the Word. It's in the Word. Let me tell what he says. He says, your new moon festivals and your hypocritical appointed feasts, my soul hates. In other words, all this stuff that you are planning, you have special days for special things that you see you're doing unto the Lord. God says, I hate them. That's what he says. They are oppressive burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. And when you spread forth your hands in prayer, imploring help, you come before God, you lift your hands up. And Lord, I need you to help us today. Lord, we're in great need. Our nation is going through this, and our community is going through that. Our marriages and our schools and our police department, our fire department, all this stuff is going on. You know, I just got out of this hospital in time because the people that own the hospital, they own about 15 big hospitals here in Boston, and they're planning to close down the hospitals. You understand what I'm saying? And God let me got my heart fixed just in right. He fixed it just in time for me. I mean, he would have made another way because he's a way maker. He says, and when you spread forth your hands in prayer, imploring help, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. God sees everything that we do, people of God. He sees and he hears everything that we see and do. He acts like we got it together. He says, wash yourself. Make yourselves clean. Put away the evil out of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Come now. Listen to what he says. And let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be like wool. See, God's conversation with us. But what is going to cost to have a conversation? We're going to have to put away the filth. That means we have to repent. We have to turn from the things that God despises. We have to make up in our mind that we're not going to keep going down that crooked road. We have to make up in our mind that we're going to make change. It doesn't matter what it feel like, what it look like, what it seem like. We make up in our mind we are going to change. Because why? We want to serve God with pure heart. We want to serve God in a way that when we open our mouth, we know God is going to answer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen to what he says. Glory to God. Jesus, help us, Lord. He wants us to clean ourselves. Hallelujah. He wants us to cease from doing evil. He said, learn to do right. Seek justice. Relieve the oppressed. And correct the oppressor. Defend the fatherless. Plead for the widow. And come now. And let us reason together, says the Lord. He says, when we release ourselves from these things and we begin to help the helpless and the fatherless, we become candidates to have fellowship with God. We're no longer puffed up. Do you understand what I'm saying? We're no longer walking around with full of pride, but we become humble. You see here on Facebook, YouTube and stuff, they got all these different movies. Men and women that are super rich, I don't know, but this is the movie that they're making. Excuse me for burping. And sometimes because I have so much air inside me, they just come out everywhere. And that's what the doctors want. The more that I go, the faster I heal. But these people goes around looking for somebody that can't help them. And sometimes what they do, they give the people a house. They give them a 3 or 4 bedroom house. Sometimes they give them a new Jeep. And the people start crying because they know if I get this Jeep, if I get this 4x4, I can go to work and I can make a better living for me and my my wife and my children. Some of them have the kids sleeping on the street with them. The man says he just wanted a dollar, or the woman says, I want to get a piece of bread, you know. I just want a couple of dollars that I can get a drink. And some people said, get up my face. I don't have anything for you. And the person that is a millionaire will continue going on and asking people till they find the person that have the compassion. And then when he find or she find the person that have the compassion, say, you know what? I really didn't need anything. I just was looking for someone that have compassion that I could really help. And the person would break down. Why you ask? And he told her. She told him the next thing you know. He said, look, give it to that. He gives back the few dollars that person had. One man had a few dollars, and he split the few dollars with the billionaire. And the man gave him as much money. He said, no, I can't take your money. Even though he didn't have anything, he said, I couldn't take it. And the man said, look, no, I want you to have it. He said, because you're the only one that showed me kindness. Sometimes we say how much we love the Lord, how much we are praising the Lord. But when it comes to showing kindness, when it comes to showing compassion, when it comes to showing mercy, we don't have it in us. We like the Levite and the priest. We cross over to the other side. We look at the one that needs our help, God help through us. And we just cross over to on the other side. He says, if you are willing and obedient, you should eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Get to that place, man. I tell you, I was in the hospital. The prophets of the Lord begin to show me so much. He began to show me so much things. I was crying out. And the Lord began to say to me, he says, David, I am going to give you more of me, because he says, my wife was there and the pastor was there. He says, because I want you to do more. And he says, I'm going to give you more of me. Couldn't stop crying. Because I was at the place of death. I was there. But God was holding me up all the time. He says, I'm going to give you more. I know you're ready for more now. Now I'm in the bed and I'm sleeping and preaching. My baby, she says, I don't know what's going on with you. She says, you are preaching as though you have an audience. I don't know this. I am sleeping. I'm deep in sleep. And he had me preaching while I'm sleeping. Word is just flowing through me. I am telling you this because God wants us to repent, all of us. He wants us to truly repent. Don't try to step ahead of him and try to do something because we want to make something work. It's not going to happen. I am telling you the truth. It's not going to happen. I know how many times I tried to do that. It didn't work. But he says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. See, this is the key. I'm not trying to do anything on my own. I still feel as well as the Lord is healing me, cough sometimes, not all the times. And I cough sometimes, it feels as though my chest is going to blow up. I got a special pillow that they give me from the hospital. And I'm supposed to embrace that pillar, because I never know if the cough is going to be a loud cough or a heavy cough, or if it's going to be a soft cough. And when it's a heavy one, I could feel like if my muscles and and my chest is pulling like if they're being ripped. You hear what I'm saying? So it's not an easy way. Somebody told me this morning, I was talking to a pastor, and I told him, I said, you know what, I'm going to come and see you next Sunday. And he says, I know you want to come, Apostle. But we miss you. We want you to come and fellowship with us. But he says, we also want you to heal. But I know how fast my body's healing. And I know there's no time for me to sit on my behind doing nothing. You know, there's no time to sit on my behind doing nothing. I'm going to use common sense because God gave me a lot of it. Let's go over to 2 Kings. I'm just going to give a few more scriptures and we'll shut down and let my body just do it. If anybody wants to share, you can share. You can share. It's your time. If any of you all want to come on, if Mr. Jones, if you want to come on, or whoever want to come on and bring a word tomorrow, you can. You know, because this is God's ministry. It's not my ministry. You know, and people got to be ready and willing to come and bring a word for God's people, because it's not about David Callender. I got to do what he said do. That's one thing for sure. I got to do what he said do. 2 Kings, let's go to 2 Kings. And we'll come over to the Amplified, same Bible. You know, we're not going to go to Logos today. 2 Kings. Telling you something, when you win, I know you all may have been through some stuff, but if you're being what I've been, oh, man, it's a dark place. You know, I laugh, though, because it's a dark place, man. Your spirit, man, travels to another dimension. Listen to me, man. When you're going through open heart surgery, your spirit, man, travels to another dimension. You begin to see pathways and places, man, that blow your mind. You know, he allows you to travel through like if you on a skateboard. And you begin to see things. See your walk is. Man, I came up to that thing with tears, man. Crying. I come over there crying. I'm weeping here sitting in this chair. But I came out of that place crying because I wanted more of Jesus. And I knew in my heart for what he showed me that I wasn't doing enough. You got to get honest with yourself. You may be a good preacher. You may be a good singer. You may be a good dancer. But are you doing enough for Christ, for the kingdom? And after I beat you and I traveled through, I told the Lord, I'm ready. I said, Lord, I'm ready. However you want to use me, use me. I said, Lord, I'm not going to hold back anymore. That's why I told him, I'm not going to hold back anymore. You got to get there. Couldn't let the devil fool us and tell us that we got it together. You let him make you compromise that you got it together because you sing well, you dance well, you play the instrument well. But is it pleasing to God? Is it pleasing to God? Do you know how many people going to die? Do you know how many people going to die and go to hell from the pulpit? Millions of people going to die and go to hell from the pulpit. Because they wouldn't repent. They wouldn't repent and allow God to use them. They think that they have a right, that they got it together because they got a PhD. They got an MFRBA. That one will get you in. I'm telling you, he said, if you are willing and obedient, you should eat the good of the land. God is saying he will not withhold anything from you if you are willing and obedient. That's what God says. You can go to the end of death road, but death can't touch you. Death cannot touch you because you are obedient to the Savior. 2 Kings, and let me give you a little bit here, and then we're going to maybe do one more scripture after this, and then we'll take off. 2 Kings to go chapter 15. The Lord is good to us, not just me. He is good to us, and he wants to do more. Verse 32, he wants to do more for us. Second Kings chapter 15, verse 32. In the second year of Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, Jotham, son of Uzziah, king of Judah, became king. When he was 25 years old, he began to reign. He began his reign of 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother was Jerusha, daughter of Zadok. He did right, Lord's sight, according to all his father Uzziah had done. Yet the high places were not removed. The people sacrificed and burned incense still on the high places. He built the upper gate of the house of the Lord. See, sometimes we can look like we got everything together, but there's still some places that are undone. And see, the high place is the place where there are idolatry, idol worship, satanic worship. They got to come down. You have folk that are preaching and teaching, still reading the tarot cards, still going to the palm readers, still reading the horoscope. See? You can't do that anymore. You can't do that anymore. You have to put, we have to put all A-double-L, our trust in the Most High God. We got to do that. This is how we come out victorious. This is how we come out victorious, when we do all that God says to do. Let us go to James chapter 4, and this will be the last scripture. We'll go somewhere else next week. The Lord said the same. James chapter 4. I am just so blessed to be here today in the land of the living. The more he does for us, the more we praise him. Oh, Jesus. Bless the name. James chapter 4. And you all know the scripture. He says, come close to God and he will come close to you. Well, in the Amplified, that it tells you every story. Recognize that you are sinners. Get your soul hands clean. Realize that you have been disloyal, wavering individuals with divided interests. And purify your heart of your spiritual adultery. Now, James, let's make it so plain. Here in the Amplified, how we expand the Word of God. We have to examine our own selves. This is what we must do. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this Word. We bless you, we praise you, we glorify you. We honor you, Jesus, that you allow us to come on here today. Yeah, will you allow us to come on here today and do what this says the Lord? Lord, we know we can do nothing without you, but thank God that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Lord, have your way in us. Show us the path, the continuous path to righteousness. Lord, when the enemy tried to put a blocking stone in our path, let us use it as a stepping stone to get us to the next place that we need to be, Lord. Lord, let us not just give up because things are not working for us the way we want them to work. Let us continue because we know at the end of the path you are standing there with open arms for us. We thank you today. Lord, bless those that heard this word and bless those that would hear it. We ask, Father, that you open spiritual ears today all over the world, Lord Jesus, that as people hear this word, they would surrender their life to you, Lord, and that they were coming to be healed and delivered and restored and to be saved, God. We ask you to bless the hearers, bless the doers, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, the one that does not know Jesus, let them come to know him today. Give them the opportunity to know Jesus as Lord and Savior today, Lord. Do not let them go, leave this world, or even leave this service today without rededicating their lives, without totally submitting to you today, Jesus. You say that you love the world so much, Father, that you give your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You say that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Now we're going to say a little prayer right here, because you all know the scriptures all over the world. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you have backslid and went back into the world doing your own thing, this is your time as your opportunity to rededicate your life. This is your time to submit your life to Christ Jesus. Tomorrow, one young man that I ordained over in Houston, Texas, Larry, he used to say, tomorrow is not promised to anyone. He says, today may be your last day. He says, you might go down the highway and get crossed up with a tractor trailer and not be able to get from underneath. Your life is gone. But now, this particular moment, you have the opportunity to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I love Jesus a lot. And I'm sure that you all can know that I love him a lot. You know why I love him a lot? Because he loved me more. I can never love him as much as he loved me. I love him a lot. And every time I think of all that he's done for me, my God, I have to love him. I don't have no excuse. So if you're out there today, you may have been through so many different things. You may even say that I accept Christ as my Lord and Savior. But as you hear this message today, talking about true worshipers, and you examine your own heart, can you see some places in your heart where you have really come up short? Because I tell you, when I was in the hospital, I saw places, even outside the hospital, I saw places in my heart where I came up short. And I had to go lay them before the Lord. I wept before him, and I asked him to renew me, to change me, to make me right. So I can be the servant that he called me to be. But that's all I am. It's not about the title or the gift. All I am is a servant to God's people. But I want God to make me a better servant. Make me a servant that's filled with compassion. A servant that's filled with love. A servant that's kind. Because he said, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. And I want God to fill me with love and kindness. You understand? Hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, Father, we just thank you. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, just call it to him today. Lord Jesus, I heard the word today. I don't need to hear anything else. I heard enough today that I'm convicted. And I know that I am a sinner. I know that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I believe that you were crucified on a hill called Calvary or Golgotha, the skull. I believe that you died, that you were nailed, pierced, and crowned with thorns on that wooden cross. I believe that you died on that old rugged cross for my sins, that you were buried, and that God the Father raised you up out of the grave, out of that borrowed tomb on the third day. Jesus, I believe this in my heart, and I'm confessing with my mouth. Today I ask you to forgive me, Jesus. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Set me on the path of righteousness, Jesus. Lord, where I'm short, I ask you to make me straight, oh God. Oh, Father, I ask you today to come into my life and do in my life what no one else can do. What I've never asked you to do for me today, Lord, I ask you to come in today and do that the world will know that I am yours. I am your child, that I am washed in your blood. And if you have fallen short and slipped back, because we always said that backsliding is not a sudden thing, it's an easy slide. And if you know that you're backsliding, you're going less and less, spending less and less time in the Word of God, ask God to forgive you. Ask God to forgive you and rededicate your life to the kingdom. Your life will never, 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 never be the same. Now get a Bible and study Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the book of Acts, so that you would have a gospel understanding of this Jesus that we preach and teach about every day. Study the Word of God, because the Bible says you must study it, so that you would not be ashamed. You know, you will be approved of God. So, as you study and you get to understand that God is the one who Jesus gave his life for you, because the Father sent him to give his life, called up a pastor, preacher, teacher, someone that know how to baptize in Jesus' name, and tell them that you want to be baptized. But before you get baptized, invite your friends, your family, your co-workers, and even your enemies, because you want them to be present in this very important time of your life. You want them to be present. You want witnesses. You know, when we was going to the nightclub, we have plenty of witnesses. Everybody know that we was in there having a good time. But now you are in the Lord, you need witnesses too. You need witnesses to testify. You're going down that water, making an open declaration that you have given your life to Christ. You want witnesses to stand up and say, yeah, I know that man. I know that woman. Yeah, she used to be in the nightclub. But look at her now. She's going down the water, giving her life to Christ Jesus. They're giving their life to Christ Jesus. And that's what it's all about. And when you go down that water, my friend, we call it the liquid grave. You are telling the world that you have given your life to God and nothing else to separate you from him. When you come up out that water, find a church that is teaching, preaching, and reaching the lost souls, and get yourself involved. Become radical for Christ. It don't matter what nobody says, you become radical for Christ. You see, because that's what's going to make the difference when you're sold out for the kingdom. People are going to want to be like you, because change people, understand? We thank God for you. Have a blessed day, and we pray that we get back here today, tomorrow, if the Lord say the same, and we'll be able to do what thus says the Lord. In Jesus' holy name we pray. The line is open for anyone that want to come in. If no one want to come in, we're going to go ahead and pray and close out. There are a few more people that was on the line, but they jump off. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this day. Thank you for the word. Thank you for your presence, most of all. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your power. Thank you for the anointing that you place upon the line on today and every day. We ask, O God, that you bless Brother Mark, bless Minister Jones, and Prophetess Kirchy. We ask, Father God, that you touch Brother Deacon Fraser, touch Apostle Linda Washington, heal her knees, Lord God. That's Bishop James Washington, Apostle Millie Jefferson, her sister. Oh God, we ask, Father, that you bring healing in this atmosphere. As always, God, you are the same today, yesterday and forevermore. You never change it, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you draw the drug dealer to you, draw the prostitute to you, the fornicator, the adulterer, the homosexual, the lesbian, oh God, draw them to you, the gambler, Lord God, draw them to you that they may be saved. And Father, as you do this, we are continuing to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Now, Father, as we leave this line, but never your presence, we ask, oh God, that you bless us in the city, bless us in the field, bless us when we come and bless us when we go. We ask, oh God, that you continue to make us the head and not the tail, that you set us above and not the lender and not the boss. Oh, Father, we pray today, God, that your omnipotent presence will be with us, oh God. Doesn't matter where we go, if we go up or go down, you will be with us, that you will keep us safe and secure, Lord. And as you do this, Lord, we're going to bless your name. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest and abide upon us. And surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life as we dwell here in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Remember to tell someone that God loved them, you love them, and Jesus is the only way. And maybe the word that you speak today that will make all the difference in someone's life may stop someone from committing suicide, stop someone from committing murder, from kidnapping a child, raping a child, sodomizing a child. Oh, God. Jesus said this way in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, so let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. That just means simply that the very character of Jesus will be seen in you and our daily work. Well, we love you, but God loves you more. I thank God for you. Come on tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon, we will be here. If the Lord say the same. If he don't say the same, then we're not here. But we love you. Remember that God loves you more. I have a nurse coming here to take my vitals and so on. Make sure that everything is working fine. So I have to get off the line now. God bless you all. And keep me in prayer as I keep you all in prayer. Bye-bye.